Okay, today is Daf Tes Zayin. We are on Tes Vav Amud Beis. We are on the... Oh, I'm sorry. Today's Yud Zayin. I'm sorry. Today's Yud Zayin. We are on Tes Zayin Amud Beis on the bottom line. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Han family, Lilu Mishmas, Hindelbas, Hachover Yisrael. Shalom Shalom Aliyah. Okay, here we go. Rav Safra... Basar did Tzluse, after he finished davening, Amrach, he said the following. Yiritzol Fanech Hashem Elokeinu. Shetasim Shalom, B'Pamal Yishol Mala. You should have peace up in the heavenly world. U'Pamal Yishol Mata, and the lower world. U'Bein HaTalmidim Ha'oskim B'Sarvetecha, U'Bein HaOskim L'Shma, B'Bein HaOskim Shalol L'Shma. V'Chal HaOskim Shalol L'Shma, Yiritzol and She'Oskim L'Shma. Okay, very nice. Rabbi Ksandroi, Basar did Tzluse, Amrach. When he finished davening, he said the following. Again, we're continuing people, Amorayim, that had their own special tefillah when they finished davening. Some of these were familiar with, some were not. Okay. Yiritzon, Ulfanecha, Hashem Elokeinu. Shetamdenu b'keren ora. You should put us in the corner of light. Val tamdenu b'keren chashecha. Not in the corner of darkness. Val yadve libeinu. Don't paint our hearts. Vayech shuleinu. Don't darken our eyes. So the Marshal explains, even though today we're in Galus, we're like in the corner, like we're in a dark corner. We're not popular. We're not, you know, we don't have our own gula. We're in the corner. At least the corner should be lit up. At least a little bit we should have light. That was Rav Nuna's tefillah. Rav Tzandroi, Basad Dematzli, Amr Hachi. Very famous line. Ribono Sha'olam. Goloi V'yadua, Lufanecha, you know. Sharetzenenu, Lassas Mitzoncha. We want to do what's good. We want to do what's good. We want to be good people. Umima Ake, what stops us? Two things. Se'or Shebi'isa. The leavening of the dough, which means the Yetzirah, and Vishiva Malchias, and the Goyim. That's what bothers us. That's what stops us. We would like to do good. That's what stops us. Yiritzal Mufanecha, Shtatzalei Miyadam, Vinashav Lazarus, Yiritzanecha, Belev Shalom. We would just want to serve you peacefully. Let it happen, Hashem. So, what does that mean? We want to do what's good. Two things are stopping us. What two things? Everything. Shiva Malchias has half the issue, and the Yetzirah. One without the others, also a problem. We don't have Yetzer Hara. We still can't do what we want. The God will leave us alone. So, Mishal Shalom says an unbelievable verse. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. Hashem says, I want to destroy the Jewish people. Right? Avram can't save them. Nobody can save the Jewish people, except for who? Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu says, well, how long does man live already? 70 years? So for the first 20 years, they don't count anyway. So 50 years left. And of those 50 years... Half the time he's sleeping and learning and davening. So that time he can't, you have no time to Hashem on that. So what's left? 25 years. So Yitzchak Avinu says, I'll take half and you take half. So Yitzchak says to Hashem, forgive them, and if not, I'll take half and you take half. So what do you mean by that? What does he mean by that? I'll take half of it. What does it mean? So the 12th Shalom says, what Yitzchak Avinu meant was, half is my fault. So I put Esav on a pedestal. I gave him brachas, and I thought he was... I made a mistake. That's Sheba Malchus. That's my fault. I created that Esav should mistreat the Jewish. It's all my fault. That's my problem. Yetzirah, that's your issue, Hashem. You made the Yetzirah. What do you want from them? The Sheba Malchus, don't blame them. Blame me. That's what Yitzchak was saying. Don't blame them. Blame me. The Yetzirah, that's you, Hashem. You created that. I don't have an answer for that. But I have an answer for this unbelievable part. And that's what Rabbi Alexandre is saying, right? What? Exactly. But Rava, Basel, Tzuzi, Amahachi. Famous Vart. Elokai, Ad Shalom, Mitzarti. Hashem. Until I was created, Eini Kedai. It wasn't worth it. Why wasn't it worth it? Because there are more Lois Asayf than Asayf. So right away you start off with them behind the eight ball. Right? Vachash and Mitzarti, now that I was created, Kilon Mitzarti. Offer Ani B'chayai. I'm offered my life. Kavachom B'misasi. What does it mean, offer Ani B'chayai? I'm offer when I'm alive. What does that mean? So the Marsha explains, what that means is that a person has two elements to him. Ruchnias and Gashmias. Offer ani b'chayai. Even in my life I was all full of Gashmias. I was offer even when I'm alive. Kal v'chayai b'misasi. So for sure when I'm not alive. And I don't have a neshama. Even when I had a neshama I was offer. Right? Harein l'fanecha kivchli mole buch u'shu chlima. Yisal v'necha Hashem alokai shal echta od, shouldn't sin anymore, ma'ashech atasal v'necha marek v'rachamech ha'ram avloy de yisur v'cholam roim. Right? V'hainu, and this was, vidui, the Rav Nuna, Zuta, b'yom de Kippuri. This was his vida that he said on Yom Kippur, which we all say this on Rosh Hashanah. On Yom Kippur, we say this also. This is a famous, this is the end of a vidui is this tefillah. Rav Mar Breid Ravina Kev Mesayim Tzulutzei Amar Hachi. We say this every day. Ela Kainatza Elishani Meira. Usifasai Medaber Mirma. Save me from bad speech and Mirma speech. What's the difference? Right? Nitzor Lashoni Meira. Save my lips. Lashoni means my tongue. Meira from bad. Usifasai and my lips. Medaber Mirma. From speaking Mirma. What's the difference in Mirma and Ra? What's the difference? So the Gra says the difference is that one Ra, one of them, I think it's Ra. Ra is you say bad and you think bad. Mirma is you say good but you think bad. It's also no good.
So which way is worse?
They're both bad. Yeah. One is where your heart and your speech are not aligned. You're double talking. So that's, but really in your heart you're thinking bad. I wish that. I'm just saying this because, you know, for whatever reason. So it's also bad. I say both things. I don't want to do both of those things. They're both no good. Right? Well, nafshi sidom, nafshi ka'afa l'kol tiyah. Yeah. That, well, listen to this, wait. V'nafshi ka'afa l'kol tiyah. My soul should be like afar for all creatures. Tosva says on top, ma afar eina makabel kliya la'olam. Afar can't be destroyed. Doesn't get destroyed. Ken yihi ratzon, shezari lo yakal la'olam. My offspring should never be destroyed. K'mo shu'omar, like it says, v'hoi zarecha ka'afara aretz. Such another layer of interpretation, and your children should be like the dust of the earth. They can't destroy it. Can't destroy it. So that's one pshat. The Marshal says another pshat that we trample on dust, like we belittle it, but we end up there. So the dust gets the last laugh. We walk over all over it, and then it lords over us, right? Mm-hmm. So it gets the last laugh. Hashem, I also want to get the last laugh. So Marshal says. Then we end off. Okay, that's it for the tefillos. Why some we adopted and some we didn't, I don't know. Why some we have a minute, some we say throughout the year, we say some, and some we never heard of these before. And like I said, there was a siddur, I saw a siddur printed in the back, after Shachris, you know, there's Ani Mamins and Sheshes Chiros, and it was Bakashos Shal Amaroyim. Different tefillos, all printed in a siddur, all the ones that we don't say ever. Okay.
We said it 7.5 years ago.
Correct.
Does the woman say a different prayer?
Because it says Meisha Rosh, so does she say? That's a good question. It's a good question. We have to look at the women's siddur. There was such a thing as a woman. I have to look at the women's siddur and see what it says in there.
Part of the
Yodam Ram. Rav Sheshes, when he would finish a tainis, butzer dematzli amrachi. After he would daven, he would say the following: Ribono Olam, Guloy lufanecha beis shabam beis minish kayim. Everyone knows when the beis minish was standing, Adam chote, a person sinned, umakiv carbon, and he brought a carbon. Vein makriv mimenu elachelbo v'damo, and he would bring the chelav and the dam, umeschapelo, and it would be forgiven. The achshav now yashavti matainis sat in the tainis. It was my chelbi v'dami, and my blood and my chel have got a little less. I didn't need today. You told Fanecha she chelbi v'dami she's might ilu v'gravti l'fanecha al dab mitzbeach v'tzerteni. So this time should be the equivalent of a carbon. Anyone ever say this? It's in the sitter.
It is.
Yes, it is. It's in every sitter. It's an art school sitter. After mincha, you say this tefillah on a fast day. Now, anyone say it?
No, I never saw.
What? It's in there. It's in there. In that sitter, it's in there. Yes, it is.
Give me a page.
After mincha, look at the after mincha.
After Olenu.
After mincha. No, not after Olenu. After mincha, after Shmon Esrei, there's two Yehi Ratzons. One is when you makabel tainus for tomorrow.
Right.
And two is if it's fasting that day. Right here in the Gemara.
Right.
I know. It's right there. Right. The Shulchan Aruch says it. Tov lomar b'tachnunim sh'achar tefilas mincha l'achar l'kain etzor ribon kol olamim kol lo yividu l'fanecha. It's a fair Shulchan Aruch.
You have to look at it.
What?
It says it on Noron. It's tefilas rav sheshes brachos yudzayim.
Exactly. It's right there. It's right there. Now, it could be.
It's in block letters.
It could be. It's only said. It could be. I don't know. I didn't look it up. It could be. It's only said on a non-public fast day. like if someone's fasting for a yard site or for Bahab or something like that, with not the whole oil, then you say it. I don't know. It could be even on Tom Gedalia. Why not say that?
Why not?
It's in the Shulchan Aruch. I don't know. I didn't look and see what there's a chiluk between a private fast and a public. I don't know. But it's in there. That didn't make a chiluk over there.
If you say it's Mincha Gedolah, then you probably fasted.
I think you say it anyway. You fasted until then, at least.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yochanan, right, exactly.
He has two
chiluk. One's if you makabel times for tomorrow. That's the times Yochanan. That's only if no one else fails. I have a yard site or something. A guy once had a bad dream.
First word, yachid.
It's a yachid. So I'm not sure. Okay. Anyway, Rabbi Yochanan have a time to say for the Eov. When Rabbi Yochanan would finish say for Eov, Amar Hachi would say the following. Only say for Eov. Why is Eov so special? Sof Adam Lamos. Fesof HaBehema L'Shchita. Fakal L'Misa. Everyone dies. Hey Momdin. Ashri Misha Gadol BaTorah. Well, lucky is the one who learns Torah, Vamela Batorah, and toils in Torah, goes in Achas Ruch Liotso, makes Hashem proud of him. For God, Al B'Shem Tov, Beniftar B'Shem Tov, and Olam, Va'alav, Omar Shlomo, Tov, Shem, Mishemen Tov, where the good name is better than good oil, V'yom HaMavis, V'yom HaVoldo, where the day of death is better than the day of life. Why do you say that we only learn the Eov? Because what Eov is all about. Eov is all about Hashem, right? Tzadik V'Ralo, or these kinds of ideas, it's all in the AFC for Eov. Okay. Margalei Bepurim de Rameir. Rabbi used to say the following: Gemar b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha l'das es darkei felishkod al dalsei torasi. I really want to know the doors of your Torah, right? The Emor Noam says everything you open in Torah leads to more. You never get there's no end. There's no end to learning Torah. There's no end to the depth of Torah. That's why it's called a door. Mitzar torasi b'libcha, right? Guard the Torah in my heart. V'neged enecha tia yerasi shmarpicha. She guard my mouth, b'kol chet, v'toher, v'kodesh, atzmecha, b'chol ashma, v'ovon, v'ani e'ye, imach, b'chol makom, fine. Margalei v'pumei d'rabbanan, b'diavne. Anich b'rei, v'chaveira b'rei. I was created, and my friends were created. Right? Rashi says, this first skinny line, ha'osik b'torah b'rari ani. I was created, I learn. V'chaveira am'aretz b'riyehi. And the people that don't learn, they're also created. They're also walking around the street. Right? Not everyone learns. Ani malachti ba'ir. I do my work here in the city, right? V'hu malachto b'sadeh. They're working all over the place. The people that go to work. Ani mashkin malachti. I get up to do my work. V'hu mashkin malachto, and they get up to do their work. K'shem shehu eno mizgader b'malachti. Just like they don't encroach on my work. Kach ani ein mizgader malachto. I don't have to do their work. Shema tomar ani mar b'v'hu ani mar b'v'hu mat. I'm better. I have a lot and they have a little. Don't think that. Shaninu, Echad Amar, Bevechad Amamet, whether it's a lot or a little, Obavadji is Chavin Libel L'Shamayim. As long as you're Mechavin Libel T'Shamayim. As long as you do your best. Rashi says a staggering thing. He says, V'Shem Tomar. It's like five or six lines down, with lines are skinny. Hadin Imo, She'enu Mitzgader. He's right for not coming to learn. He's right. The guy's right. Who? Dera Hadin Imo, he's right. Why? That he doesn't come to shir. He's right. Why is he right? If he would show up and come to shir, because he can't learn like me. He doesn't have to. He doesn't just can't. He'll be even less. He'll get no schar. So he does whatever he could do. It's unbelievable, Gemara. Unbelievable, Rashi. Everything's unbelievable here, right? He's doing whatever he can do. He's doing the best he can do. That's why it says chaveirai. He's my friend. They have to do whatever. So everyone's got to do the maximum they could do, and then you can push yourself 5% more that you think you can't do, and you all can do that also. But after, what do you want? Not everyone can do it. You can't look down on them. They're doing what you got to do. You got to try your best. You have to try your hardest. Margalev apume d'abaya. Abaya used to say l'olam ye adam arum b'yira. Person should be arum in yira, which means. No trickery. Be innocent in your yira. Ma nerach, a soft voice, meshiv chema, gets rid of the anger. Umar b'shalom, and mar b'shalom, imacha, v'im krova, v'im kol adam, afilum nachri, shebashuk, even a nachri, k'dei shihei oiv l'mayla, v'nechmad l'mata. Hashem should love you, and people should like you too. V'im akaval al abrios, be friendly. Amra b'yochan medzakai, shalo, dimu adam shalom l'olam, nobody ever preceded him with shalom, v'afilum nachri bashuk. Even a guy, he would say shalom, right? He would be the first one to say good morning to the guy. Margalei Pumei de Rava used to say, "Tachlis Chachma." What's the whole point of learning? tshuva u'maisim tovim, right? Shloye adam korav eshonu boid ba'avav v'ima u'baravo. What's the what? A guy shall learn and then go kick his father, his mother, and Hashem. K'mishu gadol mimero b'chachem u'binyon. The people that are greater than him. Shinemar reishit chachem yiras Hashem. Seichel tov. It's a seichel tov l'chol osehem to all those that do. La'osim lo nemar. It doesn't say to the doer. Ela la'osehem to those that do. La'osim l'shma. V'lo la'osim shelo l'shma. Those that do l'shma and not those that do lo l'shma. V'chol la'osim shelo l'shma. And if someone learns shelo l'shma, lo achlo shelo nivra. It's better that it never would have been created. Really? Didn't we just say on top that whoever learns shelo l'shma should become l'shma? Now we're saying, learn shelo l'shma, better that you don't create it. So Tosfos asks that question on the bottom, and he says, Vim Tomar, Hamar Yehuda Marav, Perak Makam Shenagu, Olam Yasek Adam B'Torah U'Mitzvos, Afilu Shelo L'Shma. Shemitok Shelo L'Shma, Bal L'Shma. People do things for peer pressure, for money, for segulas. It's all fine. B'Tok Shelo L'Shma, Bal L'Shma. So what's Robert, what's he saying over here? Get so angry. That it never should have been created. The answer is, V'yei Shlomar, Tachamar, Sh'eno Lomeit El Lakantar. They only learn because they want to make problems. That's not shalola. A guy wants to come to the daf because of peer pressure. That's excellent. Shalola shma balishma. Show up. Come learn. You want to learn because everyone else is doing it. That's nothing wrong with that. Not shalola shma. It's not lishma. Shalola shma balishma. It'll become lishma. Right? You come to learn because you want to fight with everybody. You want to always make problems to the rabbi. Right? Chaverov. We'll come to Chaverov. Vasamari shalom and amanas sheikhabduhu. He wants to get the certificate. He wants to be called rabbi. That's okay. Right? Why is he doing it? If he wants honor, he wants covet. That's fine. Shalol shma bal shma. But to come to fight, that better not create it. Margala Purve Derav. Rav used to say, Lok olam hazeh olam haba. Olam haba is not like olam hazeh. Olam haba, ein bo lo chila, there's no eating, lo shtia, no drinking, also famous Gemara. Lo piri v'rivya, there's no peruvu over there. Lo masu matin, there's no business. Lo kina, there's no jealousy. Lo sinna, lo hatred. Lo tachris, no fighting. El tzadikim yoshin vachroseim biroshehem, and there's a crown. It doesn't say on the head. Biroshehem, in your head. It's not a real crown. What is it? It's the Torah. Whatever Torah you learned, it's in your head. It stays with you, inside you. V'nanim, I didn't say that. The Ein Yaakov says that. V'nanim is if a shechina, and you just get nana from the shechina. Shenamar, v'yechizu is Elokim. They looked at Hashem. And they ate and they drank. That's by Matan Torah. It doesn't mean they ate and they drank. It means that they were nana from the Zera Shechina, which was better than eating and drinking. Better than that. Gedola haftacha sheftika nekadosh baruch hu l'nashim yosem minhu anashim. Greater is the reward, right? The promise given to women more than men. Many times they have gemaras about women, you can't say them over. This one you can say over. Many times you can't say them over. They're very insulting. On the surface, they're insulting. Chas v'shalom, they're insulting. But you can't say them over. This is you can say over. What Shenemar says, Nashim, women, shananos, get rewarded. Kamona, shmana, koli, listen to benos, betuchos, another reward. They're guaranteed. Hazina, im amarta. Right? Why are the rewards of the women better than the men? So the Chasam Sofer says, it's very simple. Because a woman sends her husband, to go learn for an hour, right? She gets 1 hour of schar. What about the man? It depends. How much did he talk to the chavrusa? How much did he not learn? Went to the bathroom, got a coffee. All that's wasted time for him. For her, it's 1 hour. She was out of the house for an hour. She gets the full. She gets more schar than him. Because there's a masmid. You know, every second, she gets every second. He doesn't. So the Chasam Sofer says her schar is better, right? Amalei Rav Chia b'shem Chia Nashim b'mai zechion. In what zechus do women get? What do women get zechus? So what kind of question is that? Women also do mitzvahs. Women, what do they get zechus? So the Pnei Yeshua says, you know what it means is like this. We hold that there are 248 mitzvahs asei, and they're connected to 248 limbs, and by doing all the mitzvahs, every limb gets a shlemus. And even if you can't do the mitzvahs, but you learn about them, and You're able to get a shlemus in your guf in the Asid Lavo. The first page of Sefer Shemiras Lashon says there are 248, 365 ruchnius connected to gashmius limbs. And that's what he says. If you speak Lashon Hara, you're going to be missing your tongue and missing your lips, and you're going to be an incomplete person. Everyone's going to laugh at you. So how do women have 248? How do they have it? They don't have a shlemus. That's the question. How do they get the shlemus? They don't shake a lulav. And if they do, they're not mitzvah in it. So how do they get a shlemus? Here's how they get a shlemus. Ba'akriya b'nayil b'kenishta. They bring the kids to shul. Uba'ante gavrayu b'rabanan. And they send the husbands to go learn. V'natrin l'gavrayu ad asim b'rabanan. And they wait for them to come back home. That's how they get the shlemus. They let the husband go learn. You hear that? You can say that over also. Kavi miftir rabanan mibeir of ami v'amr lebeir of chanina. Amr lehachi, olamecha tira bechayecha, v'achavisecha l'olam haba, v'tikvasecha l'dor darim. Libecha yegu, tivuna picha, yidar bechachmos, v'loshonos yarchish renanos. Yeah, okay, fine. Afafecha yashiru, negdecha einecha, yiru b'me'or Torah, uparecha yathiru, kizhar harakia, tzitzasecha yabiyu, das, klosecha, ta'alozna, meisharim, a lot of words here. Basically, all those people we're talking about going to learn. What does that mean? Rav Shmuel. Alufenu means to sing b'Torah. I'm singing Torah. And I'm burdened with mitzvos. Meaning I'm stuck full of mitzvos. Charamer alufeinu b'Torah, u'mitzvos, u'musubalim b'yisurim. And I'm burdened with yisurim. Ein parrots. What does that mean? Ein parrots. Shlotei siyatenu kisiyato shel David. Shotzi ben Achitofel. I don't have bad helpers, bad advisors like David did, right? Vin yotzos shlotei siyoso kisiyato shel Shaul. I don't have the advisors of Shaul either. Shatzimeno Doragadomi. All these bad apples. I don't have bad apples. Right? Vein Surah, Tzon Socha, Shote Tziyasa, Tziyasa Shal Elisha. Right? Not like Elisha. Shatzimeno Gechethi. Also another bad apple. All these great people have these bad apples hanging around. I don't have that. Right? Berchovosenu, Shoyelono, Ben O Talmud, Shemakdiach, Tavshilo Barabim. I don't have a son or a Talmud that burns the food in public, meaning that he goes off the derech. I don't have that. Baruch Hashem. I just serve Hashem, I do good. All these great people have these, you know, bad apples hanging around, and we die, we shouldn't have that. Fine. Next. Shamu Eli Avire Lev Haruchakim Mitzdaka. What does that mean? Ravu Shmuel. Famila Ryokan of Belazar. Khadamar Kol Olam Kul Nizon Bitzdaka. Everyone gets tzedaka. Everyone's Nizon Bizroa. And they're supported by their own strength. All the zechusim keep them alive. Even their own zechusim don't help. Every day, a baskel comes out from Har Chorev, from Har Sinai. What does it mean? It comes from Har Sinai. What does that mean? The baskel.
Through Har Sinai.
What does that mean? Through Har Sinai. V'omers, and it says, Kol olam kulo nizonin b'shul chanina b'ni. The whole world supported from chanina b'ni. For chanina b'ni, that lo b'kav cheruvin me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. And him, he just needs a little bit of food for the whole week, and he doesn't need any zechusim. That's how great he was. Upligid Rabbi Yehuda, Dam Rabbi Yehuda, man avirei lev, gavoi tipshoi. Who's avirei lev? Govai tipshoi. The foolish Babylonians. Not one of them became a ger. Not one Babylonian became a ger. What does that mean? Amar of Ashi, Bnei Masi Mechasya, Abire Lev Ninu. They were very, very wicked people. Why? The Kachazi Yikra de Araisa. They saw the beauty of learning Torah. Trei Zimni Mishata, twice a year. Right? V'lo Kamagayar Gyur Minayo. Not one became a ger. Right? I heard a rumor that this one guy at the Siyam HaShah said he wanted to convert. One of the guards. Please. That's what I heard. I don't know if it's true. I mean, people wrote letters and we heard all these wonderful things. They saw that. Not one wanted to convert. Then they saw that. So one second, right? Rashi says. What? Rashi says, "Shahayu ne'asafin sham Yisrael ba'ader l'shma b'halchas Pesach midarash d'Rashi u'be'el l'shma b'halchas achad." Twice a year, they come to this massive gathering to hear Torah before the Yom Tovim, before Rosh Hashanah, and before Pesach. Not one wanted to convert. So one second, we have that also. Nobody converts. So Tosva says in the Tosva's Trezin Nishata. First, he says, "Avol batzeret she'ele el yom echad lo haya kol kach mitasven." There's not such a big gathering before Shavuos. There's nothing to learn for Shavuos, right? What do you? There's no halachas. It's regular yontif, right? V'shema nisa is rachesh lahu. It was a nes. It wasn't just a whole bunch of people coming together like at the Siyam Hashas. There was a nes there. V'ra'isi b'sefer ha'itim shechaver harav Yehuda bar Barziloi. This person wrote a sefer. Sheshama, he heard. A fire, a pillar of fire came down from heaven. At these gatherings, so people saw that. Even Goyim saw that. They didn't want to convert. They're so wicked, right? Okay.
It's an internet.
Exactly. No, nobody didn't have a rosh on anybody. Okay. That's it. Next, Chasson im rotze likros. Chasson, if he wants to say Shema. He could say Shema. He could, if he wants to. He's Potter. Why is he Potter? Because he's Torud, right? But if he wants to, he could say Shema. Lememra, the Rebbe Shir Megamliel, who said not to say Shema, right? Rebbe Shir Megamliel said, Rebbe Shir Megamliel said, not everybody could be a somebody who could say, you know what? I could say Shema. I'm going to have Kavana, even though I'm getting married tonight, and even though I'm very Torud in the mitzvah, I could still say Shema. Not everyone could do that. So, lememra, Shurim Gamliel chayish liyuhara, he's chayish to be, that someone's going to be a show-off? Me? I could say Shema. Right? For Rabbanan lo chayish liyuhara, and the Rabbanan not chayish for that, the Rabbanan said, if somebody says he could say it, let him say it. Ibchishma in the it's the opposite. Titnan, we learned in the Mishnah, makam shinog ulasas malacha batishav of osin. In the Zeminog, so what's the story was going to work on? Malacha, real malacha, going to work out of the field on Tisha B'Av. So, if you were living in a place where the minig is to go work, you could go work. Makam shenagu lasos b'lacham tishav osin. Makam shenagu shlo lasos ein osin. If the minig is not to do work, you shouldn't go to work that day. V'chol makam, no matter what, t'minig chacham b'telum. Tam chacham should not go to work. What kind of work did tam chacham do? Whatever he did, he shouldn't go to work. Rav Shir ben Gamliel Omer, lolam ya'asekol adam es atzma k'tam chacham. Everybody should become a tam chacham on Tisha B'Av. And not, don't go to work. Even if your minig is in town where everyone goes to work, you stay home. So aren't people going to think, what are you, show off? Is that your big Talmud Chacham, you? So you see that he's chayish for you, Hara. So Kasha, the Rabbana, Kasha, the Rishirin Galil, the Rishirin Galil, they're both inconsistent. So Gemara says, no. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mukhalefas Hashita. Switch around the names at one of the places. Some place you got to switch around the names so it should be consistent. Rishisha, Bredov, Idi Omar, Olob, Lo Tachlif. No, you don't have to switch around the names. There's a big difference between Kriya Shema and Tisha B'Av. What's the difference? Derabbanan lo kasha. Kriya Shema, when it comes to Kriya Shema, kivan de kuli alma kakari, everybody's davening Ma'ariv. Right? The Chassan's Tish, everyone's davening, and the Chassan's in the corner by himself. The inhu, nami kakari, lo mechsekiura. It's a good daven also. It doesn't look like a yura at all. Right? The Sifsei Chacham says, and all those people at the Chassan's Tish, how many of them even have Kavano in the davening? Most don't have Kavano. That's not most of daven. That won't look like a Yuhara. He's regularly sitting there at the table with everybody else. Everyone's davening Ma'ariv. So daven. Hassam, I should say Hassam. Hassam over there, Kivan de Kuli Amma of the Malacha. Everyone's going to work. Everyone's got their bus pass and their train ticket, and everyone's going to work. V'ihu Loka Ovid, and he's sitting around. Is that going on the bus with them? Maxik Yura looks like he's a show off. That's what Tisha B'Av is different. Shirim Gamliel, Adur Shirim Gamliel, Shirim Gamliel, Adur Shirim Gamliel, Lo Kasha. He'll say it the other way like that. Hasam, by Kriya Shema, the Kavana Talya Milsa. It depends on Kavana. Not everybody can have Kavana. The guy simply can't have Kavana. He's getting married in a half hour. He can't have Kavana. Varan Sadi, Dulo Mati Lakavuna Daite. We know the Chasam cannot have Kavana. He simply can't. Therefore, don't say it. Don't pretend you're some, you're a big shot. Don't say it. Aval hacha by Tisha B'Av, haroa omer, why aren't you going to work? Well, you show off. No, you know I'm not going to work today? Because I don't have any work today. Haroa omer, malachahu de'ein lo, he's got no work. Pukhazi, kalabatlon, yeka b'shuka. How many people are walking around? You go to Manhattan in the middle of the day? The whole, you can't walk down the street. Where the heck are the ones at work? Nobody goes to work. Nobody goes, he's also not working. He's got nothing to do. They're not going to think he's being a show-off because Tisha B'Av. No. You know why he's not going to work? He has no work. Therefore, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, let him pretend he's a Talmud Chacham and not work on Tisha B'Av. Says Tosvos, the bottom Tosvos, Perish Rabbeinu Hanano. Is that a ches? Yeah. Ta'alach HaKir of Sheshes. Ta'alach HaZak of Sheshes. Tehu Basroa. Because he was the last, the later generation, and we all like him. How do you reconcile the fact that here Rav Tosvos says, he's the later generation, so we hold like him. But a Tana, an Amora can argue on a Tana, which right. means they're greater. So which one's greater, the early ones or the later ones? What? You have an answer to that question?
Think about that.
It's a good question, no? We follow him because he's Basroi. But the earlier ones are greater than the later ones. What do you mean follow the later one? We should always pass on like Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. They're the earliest ones. Oh, so there's a Tosfos that says, I have to find where that is. The Tosfos says that this halacha of Basra only begins by Abaye and Rava.
I'm not so sure that.
That's what Tosfos says. But Rav Sheshes lived before Abaye and Rava or after?
Sheshes.
Yeah.
After.
Until Abaye and Rava, we always go by the earlier one. Once Abaye and Rava came along, so apparently they were like the greatest Amoraim, they collected everything that earlier Amoraim said, and earlier Tanaim said. They made a psak, you can take that to the bank. They're Basra, they heard what everyone else had to say, and therefore they made a psak. So if Sheshes was sitting there, he heard everybody's story. And you know what, we're passing like this. That we hold, about that Basra we hold like.
I think you give a better answer.
Yeah, what's the, yeah?
It has to go within the categories. What? So once the category stops, the Tana stops, you pass it from there.
So the question is,
pass it from there.
When
you're not arguing with them, explain.
What?
So when
it says over here, Rav Sheshes is Basra, who else on this page is saying something that we're not holding from?
Exactly.
Who else is it? I don't know who it is. I don't remember who it is.
And every Amora has to go, it tries to go Kitanar.
Right.
For that.
Right. I hear. So who's
that argument.
Right. Right. Okay, excellent. Anyway, we have one more. V'lachas HaKav Shirvigam Leel, the Amar, lo kol ha'rotz alitol Hashem yitol. Not everybody can be a big shot. U'b'chol makom, Shoshana Rabbi Gamshir Ben Gamliel, Mishmasen Alacha Kamosa, we always pass like Gamshir Ben Gamliel, except for three places, Chutz Mi Erev, Tzidon, Farai Achrona, but those 3 hours not for now, but we always pass like Gamshir Ben Gamliel. V'chein, Pasak Rabbeinu Tab, Rabbeinu Chananel, Umi, what? Umihu, Anu, now, Shebishum Pam, Ein Anu Mechavin Hetiv, we don't have Kavana anyway properly, Gam Chasen Yesh Likros, now a Chasen should certainly say Myriv, certainly, with Shema, the Adrav, just the opposite. Nira ki yura, I'm lo yikra. It was a show if he doesn't. Me? I can't say Bayriv. I have such kavana every day. Now I don't. I'm getting married. No. Kolomar, ani mekavi bechol shah. I always have kavana. So therefore, tonight, I'm not going to say Shema. No, don't do that today. Today, it's the exact opposite. Avalashos malacha, but Tisha B'Av, ain lashos malacha. If you can not go to work on Tisha B'Av, you should try to stay home. You should try. If you can't, if you have to go, you have to go. But if you can, the best option is not to go. Okay? Hadron Allah, Hayakore, Hadron Allah, Hayakore, Hadron Allah, Hayukore.
Maybe they should be learning on Tisha B'Av too.
What? Why? No, that's because that's an issue of Taina, of the Hana. That's why we don't learn Tisha B'Av. Right, so if you don't get that much Hana, you can go something, you know, the rabbi always said that. You can learn Tisha B'Av, right? Okay, wait, we're not done.
I thought he was just saying, I made that favor.
Right, exactly. We're not done.
Okay.
Next.
You closed the door?
I closed volume Chilk Aleph, now it's Chilk Beit. Misha Meso Mutu Lefonov. If somebody in Nebuch has a mace in front of him, and he's busy, he has to be busy with the mace. So there's a mitzvah to be busy with the mace. So if he's busy with the mace, Pater be Kriyashma, he's Pater from Kriyashma, Pater from Kriyashma. Listen to this. Look at the second Tosfos in the new parak. Pater from Kriyashma. Be Yerushalmi Farish Taima. So if Shalmi gives a reason why he pater from Kriyashma, Amr of Bone, Ksiv it says, Laman Tizkar, Ad kol yimei chayecha, all the days of your life. We say that in Vayomer, in the third parsha, right? So the Rishami always has these kinds of funny drushes. Yomim sha'ata osek b'chayim. You should say, Shema, on days you're dealing with life things. But v'lo yomim sha'ata osek b'mesim. But on days you're dealing with death things, it's not kol yimei chayecha, it's not chayim, it's about death. Don't say Shema. The Yerushalmi always has these kinds of funny types of drushes, you know? The Bible never brings a drusha like that. Right? So, okay, very nice. Anyway, you part it from that. Men atfila, you part it from davening. Men atfilin, you part it from tfilin. Right? So, 1 second. You part it from tfilin anyway. Because tfilin, we said, you part it because it's a pe'er. And you part it from tfilin anyway. So, you have to give some answer. Why tefillin's on this list? If anyway you're potter from tefillin, maybe you only potter from tefillin.
We said tefillin when you're an oval.
When you're an oval, not when you're an owning. You didn't bury the person yet. Right. You're busy with it, so you potter for a different reason. What's the reason? Osik b'mitzvah. I'm osik in the mitzvah, right? Umikal mitzvahs hamurs b'torah, and you also potter from every mitzvah in the Torah. So why are these three singled out? We had it already. Either because they require extra heightened kavana. They're so chamor. We would have thought, you don't want to do kibbutz of Ein. You don't have to drive your father to the airport now. You have a mace in front of you. You don't have to do that. Right? You don't have to do that right now. Right? Let someone else drive him. But Kriyishma, Kabbalah Zalmachash, maybe that you have to say. No, you part from that also. And tefillin the same thing, and tefillin the same thing.
You don't wear tefillin the first day.
It's a big machlokas, Bismanov said. It's a huge machlokas. Some people, when they come back from the cemetery, they put on tefillin. It's a big machlokas when you do that. Right? It's a huge machlokas. You have to ask somebody, it depends who your whole life. Big machlokas about that. Yeah. Okay. By the way, before we get to the mitzvah, 1 second. There's also a machlokas. If you want to do the mitzvahs, I want to say Shema. It's like a chassan. If you feel you could say Shema, you could say Shema. Or no, you cannot say Shema, even if you want to. It's also machlokas, right? I think today we paskin you to not.
If you hold it's like a pair, then it doesn't make a difference what you want to do.
No, even Shema and even davening. So we hold it. I don't think. I know Rav Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva about Kriya Shema Alamita, where he says even if you're an onin, you should say Kriya Shema Alamita. Why? Because what kind of osek b'mitzvah now? I'm going to sleep. Right. So what if someone's father passes away, and one of the brothers lives in California? He's not osek in b'mitzvah. He's not doing nothing. He's going to come on the plane and come to New York. So he's an oni. He's part of the mitzvahs because he's osek b'mitzvah. I'm being osek in anything. So I don't know what the story is those people. I don't know what the story is. You can't cut a guy's also, he's busy with making the... Someone's relative passed away. He has to go take care of the Leviathan. So he can't go to shul for a half hour and daven?
Yeah, five brothers. What's the reality?
And even if you're the only one. So what are you doing already? Sitting around and waiting for the funeral to start. You can't dive in? No, so we hold no. You're a putter. What if you want to? I think Bisbana said we still don't let. Right? Even if you eat an apple, you don't make a bracha on the apple. Oh. Well, I can't make a bracha on the apple. I have to eat. Not about fasting.
They're working on the
hesped in their hand. So the answer is, it's also a Torah factor. If you need me, I have to be there. So that's how I think we pass Bisbana said. You're totally putter. Okay. Now, Noshe HaMita, the people that carry the Mita, V'chalufeihen, and those that switch off with them, because it gets tiring. V'chalufeihen, and those that switch off with them, like two, three levels of people here. Es shalufnei hamita, you have people that are carrying the mita. V'es shalachar mita, they're behind the mita. Either they didn't carry it yet, or they carried it already, and now they're like in second, they're the second stringers. So es shalufnei hamita, they're carrying the mita. Tzarech behem, and they needed peturin. They're potter. Why are they potter? Osik b'mitzvah, pata b'na mitzvah. They're busy with the mitzvah now. Es shel achra mita, if they're behind the mita, tzarech b'hen, if they're still needed, even if they're needed, chayav in their chayav, right? So Rashi explains, af im tzarech b'hen, even if they're going to be needed, not that many people, and it gets tiring, right? Nevertheless, chayav in their still chayav. Ho'el, kvar yatsu yidei chavazim in ames. They already did their chayav. Fine. And the Mishnah explained because they want to be mechabit demes even more, so they're gonna do it again, and therefore they're considered. But they did it already, so they have to say Shema. Okay. Ve'elu ve'elu patur min ha'tfilah, but they're both patur from davening. Obviously, davening takes longer. So, kavru es ha'meis, they bury the meis, v'chazru, and now we're going back to the house. Im yechon lahaskil v'ligmar, if you could start saying Shema, right, it's like 9, the Dosman Krishma is 9:42, and it's like 9:35, and they're going to, they're lining up everybody, right, and they're going to go, so if that, all that's going to happen, if you, yechon lahaskil v'ligmar, adshul yegil l'shura, before they get, the oval gets to you, yaskil, then you should, yaskil, then do it, good, very good. V'im lav, and if not, lo yaskil, don't start. Why? You're in putter, right? Lo yaskil, don't start. Ha'om de mashura, those are people that are standing in the row, ha'panim in peturin, they're in the front of the row, they're mamash, it's like a whole, well, there's 1,000 people there, right? So the people in the front are actually going to see the oval, and the oval's going to see them, they're putter. V'achitzonim chayavim, you're in the back, why can't you say kriya shma? They're not going to see you anyway. Right? Now the next line we'll read, even though it doesn't really belong here, Nashim va'avadim u'ketanim, Nashim avadim u'ketanim, apaturin mi'kriya shma, they're pata from kriya shma. Why are Nashim pata from kriya shma? Because it's a zman grama. Men ha'tfilin, they're pata from tfilin, v'chayavim b'tfila, they're chayavim davening, u'men ha'mezuzah, they're chayavim mezuzah, u'berchas ha'mazon. The reason why it's in parentheses is because it appears on a Mishnah, in the next Mishnah, it appears again. So it's some kind of mistake crept in, that if it's over here, it really has its own Mishnah. Mm-hmm. All right? So I think we'll stop here, because there really isn't anywhere to stop.
What is mezuzah? The other two, you could say...
The reason why those three are mentioned is because those three are in Shema. Mezuzah and where's benching in Shema? Good trivia question. You can go answer that to me on... right? Tefillah are in Shema. Where's benching in Shema? So it's there, if you can find it. It's there, and that's why those three are specifically mentioned, to clue you in, that it's a reminder about Shema. So we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.